感谢主的恩典。
Thank our Lord for His grace.
让我们有机会一同来到他的面前。
That we do have this one more chance to come together before Him.
虽然对我个人来说，身体是越来越衰残。
Although for me personally, my body seems to be decaying all the more.
但主还能叫我走动，我就感谢主。
But since the Lord still enables me to walk, then I just want to praise Him.
也能和弟兄姊妹们一同交通主的话语，这要更感觉里面满了喜乐。
And I rejoice even more because He enables me to fellowship with you all in His Word.
借着主在这段日子里头，在我里面的那一个负担和催促。
That very burden, that very hastening the Lord has placed in my heart all these days.
主一直给我提到约拿书这一卷书在主心里头的那一个地位。
It seems that the Lord has been continually to mention the very status of this very book of Jonah in his heart.
是因为主这样的催促，我也就放胆来和弟兄姊妹们来把主放在我里面的一点领会和弟兄姊妹一同来分享。
Because of the Lord's urging, so I would like to share with you on this book according to what the Lord has put in my heart.
平常我们读约拿书的时候，我们觉得这是一个很有传奇性的这个故事。
传奇。Usually when we read this book, we feel this is such a legendary book.
但是我好久好久心里面就想，主只是给我们一个故事吗？
But this thought has been in my mind quite a while. Is this just a story?
里面有这个想法的时候，总每次读约拿书总是觉得有点缺欠。
Every time when I read this book, I always feel that if this is just a story, it seems something is missing.
他感谢神，慢慢慢慢，主自己把他的话向我们说得更坦白、更清楚。
But I give thanks to my Lord that gradually it seems that the Lord has placed this book before me more plainly and more clearly.
其实主说话的时候是把话说得很清楚。
Actually, when the Lord speaks, He always speaks it so explicitly.
问题是我们这个人的太愚昧，跟不上神自己的心思。
The problem is we are so foolish, and a lot of time we simply cannot measure up the Lord's heart.
我想弟兄姊妹们都会有我那个感觉的。
I suppose all the brothers and sisters do have the same feeling as I.
因为每次我们读约拿书的时候，我们那个整个最注意的点就是他在鱼肚里头三天三夜。
Because when we come to study the book of Jonah, it seems all our focus is on the very fact that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
当然这个三天三夜的事情是很重要。
Of course, this very thing of being in the belly of 3 days and 3 nights is very important. But the question is,
神说约拿书是不是只是为了说出这个三日三夜？
Is it when the Lord speaks of this book, is He focusing on the 3 days and 3 nights only?
如果主不是说只是在那里要表达那个三天三夜，那究竟主在那里要向人说什么话？
If it's not the whole counsel of God about the 3 days and 3 nights only, then exactly what the Lord is trying to say to us?
感谢主，慢慢慢慢，主就给我们里面有一点多体会一下。
Praise the Lord that gradually it seems that the Lord is able to allow us to have more deeper understanding of this book.
所以这次和弟兄姊妹们一同来看约拿书的时候，我们是就是盼望主把他心里头那个意念让我们有一个更完整的去领会。
So this time as we fellowship together on the book of Jonah, then we hope that the Lord is going to help us to better understand this book in a more accurate way of his heart.
是不是可以完全领会呢?
Can we fully understand the book?
我不敢夸这个说,
夸这个说。I cannot boast of on this point.
我只能说主实在是有许多话要在约拿书里头来向我们说出来。
But I can say this, that the Lord has so many words that he wants to tell us in this book.
我们仰望主。
So that simply lift up our hearts to him.
越过我们的短缺来让我们更多的去明白他说话的目的。
That we can bypass our inadequacies so that we could come to know better of His Word that He wants to tell. So let's first read a few passages.
首先我们要看的是马太福音。
First is in the Gospel according to Matthew.
我们先来看第十二章。
Chapter 12.
马太福音十二章
Matthew 12
我们注意第三十三十八节开始
Starting from verse 38
当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。耶稣回答说：一个邪恶淫乱的时代，求看神迹，除了约拿先知的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看了。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样，三日三夜在地里头。当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看啊，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
Verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them.An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented.At the preaching of Jonah, and indeed, a greater than Jonah is here.
然后我们再看《路加福音》第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
我们从二十九节开始。
We will start reading from verse 29.
当众人聚集的时候。耶稣开讲说这世代是一个邪恶的世代他们求看神迹除了约拿的神迹以外再没有神迹给他们看约拿怎样为尼尼微人成了神迹人子也要照样为这世代的人成了神迹
Verse 29 And while the crowds were thickly gathered together he began to sayThis is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation.
然后我们翻到约拿书了。
Now let's turn back to the book of Jonah.
从在第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们看第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说你起来往尼尼微大城去向其中的居民呼喊因为他们的恶达到我面前约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华下到约伯 遇见一只船要往他驶去，他就给了船架，上了船，要与船上的人同往他驶去，躲避耶和华。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
最末了，我们看看罗马书第五章。
Lastly, we will read Romans chapter 5.
我们从第十七节开始。
Starting from verse 17.
若因一人的过犯，就因这一人做了王，罪死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也就成为义了。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
读过约拿书的人都知道约拿的故事。
Everyone who has read the book of Jonah knows about this story.
神要差遣他到尼尼微去传递神的话。
That is, God wants to send him to Nineveh to preach God's word.
约拿就不肯去。
And Jonah was not willing to go.
他就要躲避神这一个差遣。
He tried to escape from God's commandment.
所以他就跑到港口那里，就碰巧有一条船开往他斯。
So he ran to a port, and it just happened there was one ship that was about to sail to Tarshish.
他就付了船价，就上了船，就跑到船舱底下去睡觉了。
So he paid the fare, and then he just got into the ship and went down to the hold and fell asleep.
他认定神要他往东走，他就不往东走，他还往西走。他这样一往西走，他就可以躲避神的差遣。
He made up his mind, thinking that since God wanted him to go westward, he would go to the other opposite direction so that he would not do God's command.
结果他在躲避耶和华的途中，就碰到神在那里给他一个非常明显的阻挡。
And in the course of fleeing from God, he came across this such a big hindrance.
结果他就最后给人找出来了。
In the end, he was singled out by other people.
他就对众人说，如果你要风浪平静下来，只有一个方法，把我丢到海里就可以了。
And he told all the people in the ship, saying that there is only one way for the sea to be calm. That's it. That's to throw me into over the ship.
众人起先都不甘心做这样的事。
At the very beginning, all the people weren't willing to do so.
但是那个风浪越来越厉害了，船呢要整个沉掉了。
But the tempest became even more severe, and to the point that the ship was about to sink.
结果众人也只好把他扔到海里。
So as a last resort, all the people in the ship simply threw him overboard into sea.
奇妙的事就是这样，当他一给扔到海里，海浪就平静了。Amazingly,
that the moment he was thrown into the sea, the waves ceased roaring.
按照一般情形来说，约拿定规要死在海里了。Usually,
Jonah being thrown into the sea was going to die definitely.
但奇妙的事情就在那里发生了。But
something amazing happened.
他要逃避耶和华。
He tried to flee from the presence of the Lord.
他忘掉了耶和华是谁。
However, he simply forgot who the Lord is.
你上哪里去逃避耶和华呢？
Where would you flee from the Lord?
你没有一个地方你可以躲避神的追赶的。
There is no place in the world that you can flee from, depart from the Lord's presence.
我们感谢神，神的追赶当然不是一个很愉快的事情。
We thank the Lord. Of course, being chased by God is definitely not a pleasant thing.
但是我们还是要感谢。
But we still need to give thanks to Him.
因为神的感谢是把人带回神为他所预备的正途。
Because through God's chastening, that God is bringing man back to the right course.
所以就发生了三日三夜在鱼腹里头的那一段经历。
Therefore, Jonah gained this experience of being in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
经过这一段三日三夜的事情,
through this experience of 3 days and 3 nights,
约拿在神面前有一个很恳切的祷告。
Then Jonah offered such an earnest prayer before God.
一直把他自己 祷告到在旧约里边，神借着先知们，甚至是所罗门王在神面前，神答应的祷告，让他抓到了耶和华是我的拯救。
Jonah got the very point that the Lord is my salvation, which is being uttered by the old prophets in Old Testament, especially in Solomon's prayer.
他心是这样向着神的时候。
As his heart was so focused on the Lord,
神就让那个大鱼把它吐了出来。
God told the great fish to vomit Jonah out.
那就发生他以后到尼尼微的事情了。
And then what happened next is Jonah went to the city of Nineveh.
我想在约拿整个的他的历史上面，我就不和弟兄姊妹们说一些比较。
I would not go into all the historical details of this Jonah's event.
我相信弟兄姊妹们对他整个的事情从开始到末了都是有一个领会在那里。 I
believe, brothers and sisters, you probably understand the beginning and the end, through all the way through the end of the story of Jonah, and you do have your own understanding.
为了这次交通，我们 直截了当就进入神借着约拿所要发表的那一个经文里面去。For
the sake of this very fellowship that we have now, we will go right to the point as to what God's purpose is, which is being expressed in the book.
神要借着约拿向人启示什么事情呢？
What are the things that God, through Jonah, revealed to us?
我们看主 在福音书里边所提到约拿的事情的时候，主说了一句话是非常非常重要的。In
the gospel book that our Lord mentioned one thing very important regarding Jonah.
主说这个时代的人如果要看神迹的话，除了约拿的神迹，就没有别的神迹给他们看。The
Lord said that to this generation, seeks after a sign, there is no other sign given to them except the sign of Jonah.
约拿就成了这一个世代的神迹。
So Jonah himself has become the very sign of his generation.
啊，我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们的主说了这句话的时候
，After our Lord had spoken these words，
就给我们有一点体会了。
Then we come to certain understanding.
因为拿的事情不是单单为了尼尼微。
So this very thing of Jonah experience is not just for the city of Nineveh.
约拿那个整个的经历是为了整个的世代。
Actually, Jonah's whole experience is for the whole generation. Which generation is this?
就主所说的这一个世代，那这个世代就包括主到地上来的那个目的。到他的目的完成，那么长的时间的里边，都在这一个世代的里头。
This generation includes the very beginning when the Lord came to the world for a special purpose, until all the end to the end that He has accomplished it.
当我们一抓牢了，神说这个神迹是这一个世代的唯一的神迹。
Once we get a handle on the very thing, when the Lord says the generation, He means the only sign of this generation.
主不是说他是唯一一个出现的神迹，而是说这一个神迹是这个世代里头所需要的那一个唯一的神迹。
The Lord is saying that the only sign that's needed in that generation.Is the Lord Himself.
我们领会这一件事情的时候，我们就知道约拿的事情是非常非常的不简单了。
Once we come to understand this fact, then we will understand that the Jonah, the very book, his sign is an extremely important one.
为了要明白这个事情，那我们必须先来看一下约拿是个什么人。
In order to understand this point, that we have to understand what kind of sign this of Jonah is.
我们在圣经里头没有看到留下多少约拿的历史的记录。
In the Bible, we cannot find too many of the historical records about Jonah.
唯一一次明显的，那是在列王那这个这个历代志下。
The only reference is in second.
对不起，是列王记下的十四章。
Second Kings chapter 14.
那如果弟兄姊妹你翻到那里去看，现在我们不翻了，你记住是列王记下十四章。
We're not going to look at the verse, but please do remember it is 2 Kings chapter 14.
你就看到约拿这个人他是谁了。
And then you will see who Jonah is.
头件事情给我们知道的，他是犹大国里头的那个希伯伦支派的人。
First thing is that he belonged to the kingdom Judah, the tribe, the Hebrew.
希伯伦。
Hebron，
那他这一个人，他在那里做过什么事呢
？And what did he do there？
圣经也没有说他做过很多的事。
The Bible does not record too many things that he did do。
那里特别记下来的是说到他预言以色列在北边的以色列国给亚述人。夺去的一些城到了一个时候就要从亚述人的手里头归还给以色列。
He only prophesied to the northern Israel that all those territories taken away by the kingdom of Assyria one day would be returned to Israel.
感谢主，这事情就在以后的日子发生了。
And we thank the Lord that these things did happen.
那约拿所留下来的那个记录，这个是一个唯一可以找到有很清楚的记录的。
This is the only clear reference about Jonah.
如果你从表面那个线上去看，你看到一件事情，什么事呢？你肯定约拿是一个被神用的先知。
So on the surface, we could be sure that Jonah is one of the prophets used by God.
当弟兄们你看到约拿他是一个先知,
so brothers and sisters, now you know Jonah is a prophet.
你再看约拿的整个的另外的一个比较详细的历史就是他在约拿书所记载的他是给列在先知的里头。
Now, another more detailed reference about Jonah is listed among the book of prophets.
那我们就看到一件事情了。
So here we see one thing.
虽然圣灵给他做他的记录不多,
although the Holy Spirit has not recorded much about Jonah,
但是他的记录在那里发表神的心意是很明确的, 有一点是我们没有办法
But an evident reference about Jonah is that through his record that God's will is being expressed clearly.
因为当当的从尼尼微城的事情，我们很容易就把我们的心思捆在一个地区里。
If you're focusing on the city of Nineveh, then very easily you will confine your whole thoughts in that region.
但是从福音书的那一个所记载的，我们看到了约拿的事情不是单为着一个地区里头的事，而是为着整个世代。
However, from the whole the gospel book, that we understand that Jonah's experience is not just for one district or region, but it is for the whole generation.
那我们现在就不能不问一个问题了。Therefore,
we just have to ask one question.
神为什么要叫约拿去对尼尼微城的人说话?
Why did God want Jonah to go to speak to Ninevites?
神要毁灭尼尼微，他可以 用很多方法来说明。
If God wanted to destroy Nineveh, there were so many ways that God could use to make his heart clear.
为什么要打发一个以色列人去对他说话呢?
Why did God send an Israelite to speak to Nineveh?
与同时我们也看到一件事情，以色列如果是一个很强大的国家，现在对尼尼微说话， 那还有他说话的余地啊。And
at the same time, we also see that if Israel were a strong country and God sent Israel to speak to Ninevites, and that makes sense.
但是事实上那个时候，以色列是给亚述来侵略的。But
at that time, Israel was often attacked by Assyria.
我们可以这样说，以色列在那一个时候，亚述要怎样来算计他们，他们都没有办法来抗拒的。Actually,
we could say it this way, that at that time, whatever Assyria had a plan for Israel to take over it, that could just be easily done.
但是神就用着一个这样的国家的人去向那个欺负他们的人说那么严厉的警告。However,
God used a person from Israel to speak to the country who often attacked them and given them such a stern warning.
我们不知道当年的那个政治的人的政治的眼光跟现代人的政治的眼光是不是都很接近。
Although we do not know if those days people's political viewpoint is the same as that of today.
但是我们想，那个时候你要上强国来说对付他们的话，恐怕是凶多吉少的。But
we could imagine this, that in those days, you will, if you went over to warn the strong country, and in such a way, probably you would be doomed, most likely.
约拿是不是为着这样的一个原因来逃避耶和华呢？我们不说他。We
will not comment on is it because of this very reason that Jonah fled from the Lord.
也许很少人也会这样想。
Maybe few people would think so.
但多半读经的人过去都认定一个事情，以为约拿逃避耶和华的差遣去尼尼微，是为了不甘心尼尼微要给神带来赦免的恩典。
But those students of the Bible confirm this. The reason that Jonah fled from the Lord did not do God's will is because Jonah wasn't willing to let God show his grace of repentance to these Ninevites.
这在以后的发生的事情里边，我们可以找到这个印证。
And as we read the things later on, we could actually find the points that support this.
现在我们不说它。
However, for the time being, we will not mention it.
我们只从那个表面的现象来看一看。
So now we'll simply look at this book of Jonah on the surface as to what happened.
我个人也以为这样子来看，当时他逃避耶和华，也是有点根据的。
I personally feel that the reason Jonah fled from the Lord did have something to do with what we just mentioned.
因为那个欺负我们的强国，如果神现在要出来对付他们，那我们求之不得了。
Because if God was willing to take care of the country who always attacked us, taking advantage of us, isn't that wonderful?
说神要毁灭他们，神叫我去告诉他们说你们要悔改，你们不悔改的话，那个毁灭一定要来。
Now God sent me to tell them that repent. If you do not repent, then the destruction will come upon you.
我才不要去了。
Certainly, I will not go.
他们不悔改，那就好了。
It would be better if they did not repent.
神对付了他们，那我们以色列就得释放了。
And if God did take care of them, then of course the liberation would come to Israel.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你稍微留心一下的话，你都会同意这个推测是蛮合理的。
So brothers and sisters, if you are careful on this thought of thinking, then you would agree this kind of guessing why Jonah fled from the Lord is accurate.
但是我们不能不问的就是说，
But
神一定要做这个手续吗？
One thing that we have to ask that is, did God have to go through this?
当然现在我们还不谈它。
Right now, we will not talk about this yet.
我们晚一点才碰他这个问题。
Later on, we'll touch upon this question.
我们就特因着神这样子差遣约拿，我们不能不要先解决一个为什么神差遣约拿。
Since God did so, did send Jonah, then we have to figure out one question first.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果我们回到旧约律法的那一个事实上面去看的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we go back to the very fact of the laws in Old Testament,
我们不能不记住由以色列被拣选到神自己那个救赎的计划里头，神怎么安排他们所占的地位。
Then we have to recall how God has placed Israelites starting from their election all the way to their redemption.
我想弟兄姊妹，当你读出埃及记十九章的时候，
I think when you read Exodus chapter 19,
你非常清楚地看见神当年告诉以色列人说，我选召你们是有一个目的的。
You can see this so clearly that the Lord told them that the reason he chose them is for a special purpose.
我要叫你们做一个祭司的国度。
That Israelites would become a priesthood.
什么叫做祭司的国度呢？
What is the kingdom of priesthood?
神是说，就我要叫你整个的国家站在神的面前，做一个祭司的那个职分。
That is saying God wants the whole country of Israel standing before God and hold this priesthood.
你做祭司的那个职分服侍什么人呢？
As priest, whom do you serve?
十九章出埃及记，神没有说的太多。
In Exodus 19, God did not say much.
他就是说, 你要做祭司的国度,
he only said that you will be a kingdom priest.
但是是什么原因要这样做, 神没有明说,
but God did not make it clearly why he wanted However, God did mention one reason which is simply beyond our imagination.
虽然我们想象不过来, 但是你细细去留意的时候, 你看见神当时所说的那个话是话里有话的。
Although we cannot fathom it, but if you study closely, you will understand that there is a meaning among of God's word.
如果为了弟兄姊妹明确的话，应该是让弟兄姊妹翻一翻那里的话，但是我们不翻了，我就说了就算了。
For you to get a clear understanding of this, I'm supposed to ask you to read it. However, we're gonna skip this reading.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹，你真的要回去把那一句话很清楚的来留意一下。But
I do ask you when you go home, do pay attention to this passage.
主说我要叫你们成为祭司的国度。
The Lord says, I want you to become the kingdom priest.
为什么呢?
Why?
神就是说了那么一件事。
Then God mentioned this one thing.
因为全地都是我的。
Because the whole earth is mine.
这个叫我们有点感觉麻烦了，是不是?
And this seems kind of troublesome to us.
你做一个祭司的国度, 跟那个地是 完全是属于神的，有什么关系呢?
How is the kingdom priest related to the very fact that whole earth is the Lord?
如果我们不是很细心地注意到神在整个救赎的旨意里边所发表的那一个心思,
If we do not pay close attention to the very thought being expressed in God's salvation,
我们很自然会发觉，神啊，你说这个话是什么意思啊？
Then我们不明白啊。 Then we would very readily ask, Lord, what are you saying this? We do not understand it.
你要我们做祭司的国度，那个目的就是说，因为全地都是神的，所以我们就成了祭司的国度了。Lord,
you're saying that you want us to become a kingdom priest because the whole earth is yours.
你说这是什么意思啊?
But what does this mean?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用简单的话来说明一下的话呢，也是很不容易的，也是很容易的。
Brothers and sisters, if we elaborate on it, then this is relatively easy also.
很显然，神在那里宣告一件事。
Apparently, God is proclaiming one thing.
全地都是我的。
The whole earth is mine.
但是如今呢，因着人的祖宗的堕落和你们在神面前的继续的悖逆呢，这个地一直是落在撒旦的霸占的底下。That
is because your forefathers of us. Fall, and because your continuous rebellion, now the whole earth is under Satan.
虽然现在撒旦是霸占了这个地,
although now Satan occupies the whole world,
我在这里要宣告, 这个地不是他的, 是我的。
But I'm here to proclaim that the earth is not his, but mine.
我要收回这一个地的主权。
And I will take back the very right of this earth.
但是怎么来收回呢?
But how do I take it back?
神没有说太多,
God hasn't spoken much on this except that one statement,
我要叫你们成为祭司的国度,
that I want you to become the kingdom priest.
那如果这样子, 一说, 我们里面就有点光了,
有点光。 So after God has said so, is then some insight of light has come to us.
哦，神要收回这个地，就跟神要得着一些人，他站在一个对的位置上面就可以达成了。Now
the Lord wants to take back the ownership of the earth, and as to the Lord wants to place right people in the right place, these two can now be put together.
那这是什么人呢?
Then what are, who are these?
这是神要找的一批人，他站在神和人的中间，他们能发生一个功用。
That is God's looking for a group of people standing before God and Him, and this group of people will fulfill certain ministry and fulfill certain functions.
这一个功用就是把神和人中间的间隔拿掉，而可以重新的建立起来。
Their function is to take away the gap between man and God, so that God's purpose will be done.
所以整你们整个的民族就站在一个做祭司的那个地位上面。
Therefore, the whole race Israel is now standing in the very position as priest.
然后就产生一个功用，要叫列国的民看见你们的时候，就看见神。
And they would fulfill a function when all the nations of the Gentiles see them, they would see God.
认识你们的时候，他们就有条件去认识神。
When they come to know you, then they are qualified to know God.
这样就把你们所要显明那个功用显出来了。
In such a way, the very function that you're supposed to fulfill will be manifested when everyone's heart returns to God.
也就从撒旦手里头给神收回了。
Then the earth will be taken back from Satan's hand.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当我们看到神把这个话说到这里的时候，
We see when God speaks His word at this point.
你回头看历史，你看到神造人的目的。
And then if you look, reflect back on the very purpose of God's creation of man in history.
神造人的目的是什么呢?
What's God's purpose?
长久以来弟兄姊妹们你都看到的了。
All this time, brothers and sisters, you should have seen this.
神造人第一是为了显明神是谁。
The first reason that God created man is to show who he is.
因为人是照着神的形象被造的。
Because man is created according to God's
image. 人如果活得对的话，你看着是人，你就看遇见神。
If a man lived rightly before God, when people see you, they see God.
另外一方面呢？
Then on the other's own hand,
神说你们要被造出来，是替神去管理全地。
God created the man for them to rule over all the earth.
那就说出神的权柄的问题了。
That speaks of God's authority.
所以人的被造，你用简单的话来说，就是为了神的荣耀和为了神的权柄的显明。
So in simple words, man's creation is simply for God's authority and for God's image, glory.
那当我们的祖宗亚当堕落的时候
When our father Adam
神造人的那个目的整个的给破坏了
God's purpose for creation is totally destroyed
那然后神就在那里说出他那个 救恩的那个安排
And after that God make it clear the very arrangement of his salvation
我们看到第一章创世纪神造人的目的
Here in chapter 1 of Genesis, we have seen the very purpose of God's creation.
第二章看见人的堕落。
In chapter 2, we see man's fall.
第三章你就看见神的那个救赎的预备。
And then in chapter 3, you see God's preparation for his redemption.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们留意到这些事情的时候
As we pay attention to all these things,
我们就注意到神拣选以色列这个民族做一个祭司的国度的那个原因了。
Then we're able to understand the very purpose that God has chosen the race of Israel as a kingdom priest.
如果以色列人他们在神面前活得对的话
If Israelites live correctly before God,
他们就显出那个祭司的作用出来了。
They would manifest the very function of priest.
出埃及记十九章的时候
So when you read Exodus 19,
你不单是看见说你们要做这个祭司的国度，因为全地都是我的。
Not only do you see God saying that you will become a kingdom priest because the whole earth is mine.
但是你怎么能成为祭司的国度呢?
But also how you could become a kingdom priest.
神在那里也说了,
and there God said,
你们要实在地听从我的话,遵循我,
if you obey my voice and do the commandment which I make with you,
你们就在万民中做属我的子民,
then you will be a special people for my own possession.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那在对于祭司的国度,一个很多话要讲, 但是我不讲了。
Although we have so many words on this very kingdom priest, but we have to skip that.
我又越过很多很多的历史的事情, 讲到这个祭司的国度, 最后, 在以色列身上显明出来的那个事实了。
And then we will also have to skip many historical events, simply focusing on the very fact of the manifestation of this kingdom of priests.
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们, 从信主到现在, 你都一定会存着一个指望, 盼望有一天我们的主要再回来。
Brothers and sisters, I believe ever since you have believed in the Lord that you always have this hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主回来干什么呢?
Then why does the Lord want to come back for?
我们感谢神, 主回来就要建立他的国度。
We thank God that when the Lord returns, He is going to build His kingdom.
把神从前所安排造人的目的在地上
He's going to make manifest the very purpose when God created man on earth.
所以神的儿女们常常是存着一个心思盼望主赶快回来。
So God's children often have this hope that wishing that the Lord would return soon.
历史上也发生过很多很多的事情，就是撒旦要叫神的儿女们给愚昧，而混在。 这一个等候主再来的世上,
and also in history, it has been seen that Satan is going to do whatever he could to confuse people's mind on this very matter of the Lord's second coming.
我插出去讲一点话,
and I just want to sidetrack just for a few minutes.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有留意到最近。 其实也是说起来也不最近了，是从去年下半年底的时候一直到最近，你有没有听到人家这样说？
Now, starting from the latter part of last year until now, have you often heard people saying this?
一个在加州的曾经被主用过的弟兄，但是后来他走迷了。
A brother in California, once used by the Lord, but now has gone astray.
他服侍的工作对美国也有一个相当大的影响的。
His ministry even has certain impact on America.
他在一九八几年，我忘得很准确了，他就说了，主在那一天就回来了。
And I cannot exactly remember the year, he said, but sometime in the 1980s that the Lord would return.
结果,就是他说的那个日子,主没有来。
But it turned out that the very day that he said the Lord would return did not come true.
后来他就说,他计算日子计算错了。
Then he would say, though, oh, I calculated it wrong.
所以才有那个错误。
And that's how I made a mistake like
that. 他去年底他又说话了。
And then last year he said again.
他到处派一些那个单张说这个事情。
And he even passed around a tract talking about this very thing.
前几个礼拜,甚至在世界日报上面也登了这个广告。
And just a few weeks ago, even in World Journal, an ad was played.
他说什么?
Then what did he say?
他说,今年5月21号,主教那天来了。
He said that this year, 521, the Lord would return.
我跟弟兄姊妹们说，我们都盼望主来，但是你不要相信这个宣告。
I would say this to you, brothers and sisters. Although we do hope the Lord for the Lord's return, don't you believe this?
虽然现在这一年多两年来，很多事情，地上发生的事情，天上的、地上的，人和人中间的，都给我们看到跟主回来的那个事情的预告很接近。
Although during the past 2 years, things that happened in heaven, on earth, or between men, many things happened, and it seems they are simply pointing to the close coming of the Lord.
但是主的话是说，你们就知道那个日子临近，已经在门口了。但是究竟是哪一个天来，没人知道的。
But the Lord's words goes like this, that the Lord is at the door, but as to the day, the year, nobody knows.
只有父自己来做决定，连子也不能说这个话。
Only the Father would make his decision, even the Son would not have a part in it.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们是盼望主回来。
So brothers and sisters, we do hope for the Lord's return.
但是我们不会随便听人家说主什么时候来。
But we would not so cavalierly listening to Listen to others' words, but we thank God. Since the Lord says He will return, He will return. And He will establish His kingdom on earth. After His kingdom is established,
我简单的提一提,
I just want to mention this very briefly.
教会神现在所买赎的众人，他们在那一个时候要与主一同显明主的权柄和荣耀。
The church redeemed by God, when the Lord returns, will together reveal God's glory and God's authority.
现在我们知道，神是借着神的儿女们做福音的服事，来把人带回神的面前。
Now we know that God uses us as ministers of the gospel to bring people back to Him.
但是等到国度显明的时候呢?
But when the kingdom is revealed,
教会不再做这个事情了。
The church no longer does this thing.
因为神托付给教会的那个该做的，教会已经很圆满的做完了。
Because the very word God has committed to church has been fully completed.
我们从旧约的撒加利亚书上面，我们就看到一个很清楚的述说。
From the book of Zechariah in Old Testament, we could see a very clear picture.
说什么呢?
What does it say?
祭司的国度的功用在以色列人身上重新显出来了。
It's saying that the function of the kingdom of priesthood is being revealed in Israelites.
那是列国的人，他如果他们能传递，能取得那个资格，进入国度里头做百姓的。
All those nations on earth, if they could be qualified to come into the kingdom as subjects.
他们跟神的关系是怎么建立起来的呢?
How is their relationship with God?
他们必须是根据犹太人、以色列人来做他们的中保。
It's based upon Israelites as mediators for them.
他们就归向神了。
If they could fulfill this requirement, then they would be turned to God.
那一个时候，祭司的国度就显明他的功用出来了。
Then at that time, the kingdom of the priests will reveal its very function.
那我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
不说太多这方面了。
I will not focus on this much.
那弟兄姊妹，你一定要看到神整个的那个救赎的旨意的执行是有这样阶段性的工作在那里进行着。
But brothers and sisters, you do know this, the very performing of God's redemptive plan is being carried out in different stages.
那回到约拿的身上。
So let's now come back to
Jonah. 说约拿当时他要逃避神，他自己是很有理由的。
Jonah had all the right reason to escape from the presence of the Lord.
我不能用让亚述过来把我们以色列压得气势喘不过来。
We would never allow Assyrians to come to occupy us that we could even catch our breath. Therefore, Jonah fled from the his presence. And he did flee.
我特别提越南这个人的光景。
I just want to point out the various conditions of Jonah.
我想弟兄姊妹你要留意的是什么事情呢?
Brothers and sisters, what are things you need to pay attention to?
如果作为一个先知,
as a prophet,
他是作为传递神的心意的人,
as a very person who delivers God's will,
他是在那里表明神在人中间要说什么话, 要做什么事情的发表的人,
He is to be the very person as God's mouthpiece to reveal God's word and God's works.
如果这个做先知的人对神的权柄还是这样的顶撞,
But as a prophet, it's so rebellious against God's authority. And unwilling to follow the Lord's commission.
那以色列整个的民族, 那个时候在神面前的光景是怎样呢?
Then, if a prophet is acting like this, what could it be for the whole country of Israel before God?
我们不用说北边那十个支派的以色列国, 他们完全走了样。
We don't even have to mention the fact that the northern ten tribes
你就是回到南边, 犹大的, 那两个支派的国呢?
Have totally gone astray. Even you come back to the two tribes of the southern kingdom before God, we could also see they have had so many problems before God.
神的百姓出了毛病,
and their problems in God's people.
要说,
they actually obstructed the very purpose and mind of God, which He wants to be seen in those days.
所以神在那个时候兴起许多的先知对他的百姓说话。
Therefore, in those days, God did raise up so many prophets to speak to His people.
那现在我们看到约拿书的时候, 你却碰到一个这样的事实。
But as we come to study the book of Jonah, you actually encounter this very fact.
连做先知的人在神面前已成为一个悖逆神的人。
That even a prophet in the presence of God became a rebellious person. So, brothers and sisters, isn't this a serious matter? Indeed, it is.
好了,
For the time being, we will just let go of this matter of Jonah. Now, we will be considering what happened while he was fleeing from the Lord.
他要逃避神,
he was fleeing from the Lord.
从表面的现象来看, 他逃避得非常的顺利。
On the surface, we could see that his way of fleeing seemed to go quite well.
要坐船离开以色列, 他就有船把他载走。
He wanted to get on the ship to get away from Israel. Indeed, there was a ship. And very safely, he got into the ship and went down to the hold.
也许他心里想,
Maybe he was thinking in his mind, It is right for me this time to get away from the Lord. I don't like. I will not analyze Jonah's mind anymore.
不过我们也常常会有他这个毛病的，我们自己心里晓得就好了。But
all of us who often have the same mind, we know it.
但是人要逃避神。
For a person to flee from God.
神如果还爱那一个人的话呢？ 神不让他逃避成功的。
But as long as God still loves that person, He will never allow him to succeed.
神会用神之手来把他拦住，把他带回正途的。
God would stretch out His hand to stop him, and then bring him back to the right course.
所以越拿着逃避神的过程里头， 起初很顺利，结果是非常的不顺利。
So in the process of Jonah fleeing from God, in the very beginning, things went well, but towards the end, it went wrong.
但是我们看到一件事情。
However, here we do see one thing.
因着约拿所发生的那个事情。
Because the things Jonah experienced
不是只是影响约拿一个人
does not impact on Jonah only
影响了在船上的所有的人
but actually impact all the people in the ship
在船上所有的人都在那里想办法要怎么脱离这样的一个危险
all the people in the ship are trying to figure out how to get away from this crisis
这些人都是不认识神的人
and all these people do not know God
他们认识偶像
They only know idols.
所以他们就上偶像有所寻求。
Therefore, they inquire of their idols.
但是偶像不能做什么。
Of course, the idols cannot do anything.
风浪是越来越大。
And the tempest is just.
他们就想到人的办法。
Grow bigger and bigger. So they're trying to find.
把货物丢在海里，让船轻一些不。不在那里受冲击的那么厉害。
So they would come up with man's method. They would throw cargo over the ship into the sea.
东西丢了也没有解决问题。
But even though they've done this, still the problem isn't solved.
他们一点办法都没有。
So they're simply at the end of their wits.
那个时候在那个船上，包括约拿，包括所有的人。
So at that time in that ship, including Jonah and everybody else,
他们只有一个前途，就等候灭亡。
The only thing waiting for them is to perish. That's their future.
但是他们在最危险的时候，他们还在想有什么办法可以改变那个情形。
But even at the most dangerous time, they're still thinking, is there anything that we could change this?
结果他们就找出约拿来。
And then they finally have found out that Jonah. They detected the reason.
约拿就告诉他们说。
Therefore, Jonah tells them.
你们肯下心来把我扔到海里，事情就解决了。
Just harden your heart. Throw me over the ship into the sea.
人的慈爱的心啊，又发生作用了。
And at this point, that man's loving kindness seems to work.
我怎么可以把你扔到海里呢？
How could we throw you into the sea?
人的仁慈的心是有些时候有点作用，但是真的来说一点不解决问题的。
Man's compassion or sympathy sometimes does work, but actually a lot of times doesn't solve the problem.
因为那是碰到神对罪的追讨的问题。
Because they are encountering the very issue when God is visiting man's sin.
那从这一件事情上面。
And then from this very matter,
我们稍微看到一个轮廓的事情了。
We seem to see a general guideline here.
因为这么你留意的，我们刚才不是读过这个罗马书上头有几句话吗
？Brother and sister, pay attention to the words we just read in Romans.
那几句话是非常有意思。
And these verses are quite interesting.
因着一个人犯罪，所以众人就成了罪人。
For if by one man's offense, all men became sinners.
因为一个人成义，就叫众人都成为义人。
And because of one righteous man's act, all men are made righteous.
那当然，头一个人那是指着亚当。
Of course, the first man speaks of Adam.
幕后提的那个人是指着我们的主。
And the second man speaks of Of our Lord.
在这个在亚当和主这两个具体人的身上
，in these two tangible people, Adam and our Lord,
就包括了全体的人的那个共同的命运。
They actually include all the common fate of all men.
因着亚当一个人的失败。他所有亚当的子孙都成了罪人。
And because of Adam, this one person's failure, all the descendants of Adam became sinners.
正如弟兄姊妹们，我们也听从前的弟兄们常常都会这样说了。
Brothers and sisters, don't we often hear the brothers before us telling us this? For example, I personally, my last name is Wang.
那人家说你为什么要姓王？
And people would ask me, why is it, your last name is Wang?
问题很简单嘛。
Isn't this a simple
question? 我爸姓王，我就姓王。
My father's last name is Wang. Of course, my surname is Wang.
那更多的问题就是，那你爸为什么要姓王？
Then the ensuing question is, why is your father's surname is Wang?
因为我爷爷姓王了，我爸也就姓王了嘛。
Well, because my grandfather's last name is Wang.
你一直追上去，追到最终的还是那个结果。
My father's last name is Wang. If you trace this back all the way to the very beginning,
罗马书的时候,
the same principle applies when you study the book of Romans. You will see this very serious matter.
我们成为罪人，固然是我们自己本身有责任。
The reason that we are sinners, of course, is because we ourselves.
但是一个最重要的那个责任就是你生命的源头。
We ourselves have the responsibility, but the most important one is the very source of your life.
我们生命的源头是亚当。
The very source of our life is Adam.
亚当堕落成了一个罪人。
If Adam sins,
所有亚当的子孙就是罪人。
Then of course, all his descendants are sinners.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is such a serious matter.
他感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他为人预备救恩的时候。
When he is preparing for man the salvation, he has prepared for them another man.
就是儿子成为人中间的一个。
That is his son.
记得他在神的面前完全没有保留的顺服接受神的权柄。
Who became flesh and on earth before God without any reserves, he accepted God's sovereignty.
凭着他的那一次的做成神的心意。
Because on that very, in that very time, he accomplished God's purpose.
许多的人就因着他而成为义人。
Many people are justified because of him.
弟兄姊妹，这两个人的故事都发生在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, the stories of these two men actually happened to us.
如果按照我们生命的源头起初的来说，我们是罪人的后代。
In terms of the very origin of our life, we are descendants of the sinners.
但是因着主做了我们生命的另一个源头，我们重生了。
But because the Lord has become another origin of our life, we're born again.
我们脱离了那一个悖逆的光景，而神收纳了我们。
We have escaped from that rebellious condition, and the Lord has taken us in.
你在约拿身上是不是看到这个故事？
Brothers and sisters, in Jonah, do you see the story?
当我们看到我们的主说约拿的那个事情要成为这一个世代的神迹的时候，你没有办法逃避这样的一个启示。
When you see that the Lord says Jonah will become the sign of that of the generation, then it's simply impossible for you to skip this conclusion.
那结果约拿就扔在海里。
And then we see Jonah is being thrown into the sea.
船上的人就得了拯救。
And all the people in the ship are saved.
那约拿丢在海里，他该死了。
And when Jonah is thrown into the sea, supposedly he should die.
神的恩典和怜悯显明在他身上的时
候。However, when God's grace and compassion being revealed in him,
他还是活过来。
He still lived.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
因着约拿这样的在神面前走过这一段。
Because Jonah has gone through this course before God.
主就说他的事情要成为这一个世代的神迹。
Therefore, the Lord said things about Jonah would become the very sign of the generation.
如果你们要看神迹的话，你们就看这一个。
And the Lord says to the Pharisees, "If you want to seek after sign, look at this sign."
但是你说约拿老早在我们还没出生以前就已经去世了，我们还看谁呢？
Then you would say Jonah died long, way, way before when we were born. Whom are we going to save? So here it comes the problem.
约拿怎样33夜在鱼腹里？
How Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
人子也要33夜的在地里头。
In the same manner, the Son of God would also stay in
the heart
of the
earth. 你们现在要注意的，不是真的是看约拿那一个人，是要看约拿所表达的那一个。
What you're looking at now is not Jonah, that person, but to look at the very thing that Jonah wants to make manifest.
那是神的儿子，他所亲自显明的那三日三夜的功用。
That is the very function the Son of God has shown, being 3 days and three nights staying in the heart of the earth. We thank God. Because of Jonah's experience,
就让我们在神的面前看到了神给我们一个极大极大的怜悯。
We're able to see this extremely great mercy from God. We're all rebellious people. Whether you do have the right position in terms of the law, or you are doing something displeasing the Lord, so you have no status under the law. However, in God's thought, He has this clear redemptive plan for us.
创世纪一二三章里边那个次序所表明的那个救赎的事情。
We just mentioned in Genesis the first three chapters, it has made clear the very sequence of our redemption.
人堕落了,
man fell.
人走到尽头了,
men have come to the very end.
人没有路可以再走了,
there is no other way from man to go. But we thank God.
神要给人预备一条路，可以重新回到他们在神面前所承受的那一份的祝福。
God has prepared a new way through which man could come again to inherit the blessings from him.
在约拿身上，我们就看到这个事情，按照那个原则来发展。
And in Jonah, we could actually see this very principle being progressed, being developed in terms of God's salvation.
这一个发展一直发展到现在都在我们每一个人的身上来出现。
This very development has been going on even until today. It's been seen in each one of us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
约拿的转机是在那三天三夜。
The turning point of Jonah is in those 3 days and 3 nights. Without those 3 days and 3 nights, and Jonah is simply finished. But we thank God. Because of the 3 days and 3 nights staying in the belly of the fish, then Jonah got this opportunity. So he made it such complete repentance.
做一个回转，就给约拿带进一个新的转机。
And this new turning brought Jonah into a new opportunity.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们必须要注意了,
here we have to know that this is just a turning point.
这不是一个结局,
this is not the end.
因为在这个转机以后,
because after this turning
point, 前面还有很多事情要发生在约拿的身上。
Many things would happen in Jonah.
如果我们把它放在神那个永远的救赎的旨意里面来看, 祂在我们人身上的所安排的。
However, if you place the whole thing in the sight of God's eternal redemptive plan,
弟兄姊妹，你也同样的看见神在我们的身上的工作。 从我们接受我们的主那三日三夜的那个那一件事情做来说，那只是一个开始。
Then you could see the work God wants to perform in us is also starting from the 3 days and three nights.
当然，这个开始是非常重要。
Yes, this is extremely important.
因为如果这个开始不准确，那以后的事情都不必说了。
As a beginning, because if the beginning is not accurate, then we do not need to mention any other thing that come along.
如果这个开始的事情是准确的，是对的。
However, if the beginning is accurate, is right.
那以后的路要走的，也许我们再发生一些错误，但是感谢神，神的恩典是足够把我们。
Even though we commit wrongs in the journey later on, but we thank our Lord, the Lord's grace will continue to confine us in the right way.
一直等到我们在神的面前 走完了神的旨意。
All the way through until we finished God's purpose.
那对于要拿前段头、前半部的事情，我们就交通到这里。
And we would just end our sharing on the first half of Jonah.
明天我们要看的，就要看神怎么在约拿身上继续发带领他往前。
And tomorrow we will see how God continued to lead Jonah on.
为了给弟兄姊妹们，你更容易领会到，神在约拿身上所做的。
To help you better understand the work of God in Jonah.
我现在先简单的给弟兄姊妹们一点的纲领。
I just want to give you some very simple guidelines.
这样你就很容易。你就不必听我讲，你就自己去想，你也能领会到神的那个心思。
Then you don't have to listen to my saying. Even you yourself could think of this, and you could get a handle on God's purpose.
那个关键在哪里呢
？And what is the most critical point?
就是在那33夜的经历。
And that is the very experience of Jonah, 3 days and 3 nights.
我们今天晚上所提到约拿所有的事情，都可以说他是在没有三夜的经历以前所发生的。
Everything we spoke of tonight happened before his experience of 3 days and 3 nights.
但是明天我们要开始看的呢？
And the things that we will consider tomorrow.
那就是约拿有了33夜的经历以后所发生的。
Are the things after Jonah has the 3 days and 3 nights experience.
这个是一个非常重要的光景。
And this is an extremely crucial point.
如果用我们比较熟悉的一些属灵的话来说呢，
In terms of some spiritual terms which we are familiar with,
第一章里边所说的事情是约拿没有得救以前的事。
The first chapter speaks of the things before Jonah was saved.
那第二章以后就都末了呢，是约拿得救了以后所发生的事。
Things happen from chapter 2 to toward the end are the things that after he was saved.
现在你就看到那个问题了。
So brothers and sisters, now you do see the problem, the issue.
我们在没有很清楚的认识神的那个救赎的旨意的时候。
When we are not clear on the our God's redemptive plan,
我们以为得救是最重要的。
We would feel that, well, being saved is the most important thing. We thank God.
这的确是很重要的。
Being saved indeed is a very important thing.
但是我们常常都提醒弟兄姊妹们彼此要如此的劝勉。
But I would like to ask you to encourage to admonish one another.
得救是我们与神那个正常关系的恢复的开始。
To remind everyone that being saved is simply the very beginning of restoring the right relationship between God and us.
他是解决了我们身上最严重的问题。
Now God has solved the most serious problems in us.
但是我们不能不求主给我们有一个更宽广的那一个属灵的眼睛。
But we cannot help but ask God to embroiden our spiritual eyes.
我们最困难的那一些事情解决，不等于神在我们身上的难处得了完全的解决。
The most difficult problems on our parts are resolved. Doesn't mean that God has resolved His serious problems regarding us.
我们如果要站在神那个永远的旨意来看的话，我们只能说我们得救了，乃是神的旨意在我们身上有了开始。
If we view this from God's eternal purpose, we can only say we are being saved simply means the very beginning of God's eternal purpose in us.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
等到明天我和弟兄姊妹在交通的时候，我们再来到那个具体的问题上。
Tomorrow when we share again, we will come back to the very concrete tangible issues in this regard.
神那个永完全的荣耀的拯救是怎么在我们身上一步一步的把我们带到完成。
we will consider that glorious, complete redemption of God, how it is being carried out step by step until we actually are being completed and perfected. And then when we do see the outcome,
我们就说,
we would say,
主说约拿的事情要成为这一个世代的神迹, 我们就明白是什么意思了。
Now, Lord, we understand what you mean by saying that the things about Jonah will become the sign of that the generation. We thank our God. I think I should just close our fellowship at this point. We simply look on to our Lord for Him to take us into the very completion of His work. Shall we have a word of prayer?
主啊,我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our heads and we worship you.
我们真不知道,我们这些出于尘土,又满了悖逆的人,在你的眼中竟然是如此的尊贵。
We really don't understand why the we who are of the dust, full of rebellion, could be deemed so precious, honorable in your sight.
珍贵到一个地步,你甘愿乐意了,交出你的自己,来换回我们,得回那个原来在神面前那个荣耀的生命。
We are so honored to such a point that you're willing to give up yourself to redeem us, to replace us to the very precious point of
your
sight. Oh Lord, we acknowledge that we are so foolish.
We often
see our own shortcomings and we do not see your glorious dispensation.
感谢你,我们愚昧的时候,你没有顺从我们的愚昧。
We thank you that while we are ignorant, you do not go alone.
你说调转我们的脚步,叫我们回转过来,做一个乐意跟随你的人。
You turn our footsteps and turn us around so that we will become people who willingly follow you.
主啊,你在约拿身上,你做了这样的工。
Oh Lord, you've done such work in Jonah. And likewise, you will continue the same work in all of us. We will never be satisfied until you have brought us into the very designated end of glory.
你用了多少的忍耐和等待, 来调转我们的脚步。
Oh, how long suffering, how much forbearing that you have endured to wait for us to turn.
来改变我们的心思和意念。
To transform our minds and thoughts.
要我们认定你实在是我们的主。
We now claim that with all our heart, you are our Lord.
我们的好处都不在你以外。
Apart from you, my good thing is nothing. You are the very goal that we want to choose. Oh Lord, we bow our heads and we worship you. For you continue to uphold us in such pursuit.
愿主把我们常常提在你自己要回来的光中。
O Lord, may you enlighten us so that we continue to be in the light of your returning. We simply look unto your mercy to prepare ourselves. So when you are revealing in your glory, we will appear in glory together with you. We thank you, our Lord. Continue to lead us into your precious will. We pray and lift up our hearts to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.